From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
For the week of February 20th, 2006, it is the Disc Golf News. I'm Brian Sullivan. Thanks for joining us. Got the headphones and the microphones dusted off. We're ready to go. It's Season 3 of PDGA Radio News, and we're glad to have you along with us. It's cool to watch this show grow as more and more people discover what podcasting is and how easy it is. And the numbers of listeners keep growing and growing to the point where a lot of people were expecting us like a week ago, and the emails were flowing like, hey, what's the deal? Well, we're here, and we got a lot to talk about. We're going to kick off this season with a preview of the first national tour event of the year. It's always one of the most anticipated events, the Discraft 2006 Memorial in Scottsdale, Arizona. We'll talk to Tournament Director Dan Ginley about that. Plus, we will meet longtime Georgia disc golfer Courtney Peavy, who may, she just may, have the secret to bringing out more women disc golfers.
There needs to be more ladies, for sure. I would say that that's up to the guys, because the thing that got me into it was being boy crazy and watching a boy out there throwing discs.
Mm-hmm. And Brian Schwabiger is going to join us in the 60-second clinic. He's going to share his tournament warm-up routine. That and more is all on the way on this edition of PDGA Radio News, brought to you by Innova Champion Discs at InnovaDiscs.com.
The Champion Sidewinder from Innova is the latest addition to the state-of-the-art Champion line. The Sidewinder is designed for long turnover shots and long-distance rollers. The extra-long glide will add D to your drive no matter how big your arm is. And the Sidewinder is made with Champion line plastic, so it holds up round after round. Your game just got better with a new Sidewinder from Innova, number one in disc golf.
Time now for the 60-second clinic, and since it is the beginning of a new season, a lot of us will be playing our first tournament of the year very soon. What better time to talk about tournament warm-ups? And the guy we're going to talk to about this is North Carolina's Brian Schwabiger.
For tournaments, I usually putt for about 10 to 15 minutes to get a little blood circulation going to the outer extremities and get a little feel in my hands. Then I'll take a better than average length towel and do practice throw movements with my towel backhand and overhand. It works very well for getting the arm loose. It creates a good resistance for the throwing motion without creating a lot of excess damage to the shoulder. Then I'll take about 4 or 5 mid-range throws, and then I'll do about 4 or 5 driver throws, and then I'll throw a couple of overhand shots. And that's usually how I get ready for my throwing for as far as the tournaments go. Then I'll go back and putt for another 10 to 15 minutes before the round starts.
Professional disc golfer Brian Schwabiger of North Carolina finished in 10th place last year at Pro Worlds. He also finished 4th in the National Tour Series points race.
Hi, this is Juliana Corver, and you are listening to PDGA Radio News.
In the big picture this week, we meet professional disc golfer Courtney Peavy. She has been a fixture on the PDGA National Tour for a number of years now. She is always out there mixing it up with the other ladies and usually finishing quite well. We wanted to talk with her about some of the highlights from her career, and we began with the question of how she got started.
I started playing in college. I would sit outside of my window and watch these kids roll these plate-looking things across the grass, thinking, what is that? I want to learn how to do that. So I met some of the guys. They taught me how. Actually, Jeff Bonney taught me how to play golf, so I have to definitely give him the credit for that. And then throughout the years, a few more people influenced me more than others. Brian Schwabiger, Ryan Renz, Scott Renz, Tim Ellis. So that's where I learned, and then that's how I molded.
Now, you say you first got started in college, so tell us where and when that was.
I'm dating myself. I went to college from 96 to 98 at Young Harris, which is up in the North Georgia Mountains. And there wasn't actually a course there, but they played to targets, to trees, and to utility boxes, to that little X on the sidewalk.
So you grew up in Georgia?
I grew up in Georgia. I lived in Georgia until about 2 weeks ago.
We've got the National Disc Golf Center now in Columbia County, and of course Alpharetta has been hopping for a number of years, and of course Augusta. Before the National Disc Golf Center went in, what's the state of disc golf, would you say, in Georgia?
I feel like after I've traveled around for a little while that we need to unite the state of Georgia. There's a lot that the players there have to offer, and we could do so much more. And I feel like the National Disc Golf Association in Augusta is going to help that. It's already helped that. I see bright lights in folks' eyes. I know that Hotlanta next year is going to be an A-tier and a Worlds warm-up. It'll be the weekend before Worlds. So I know that already there's fire in their souls to make disc golf bigger and better in Georgia.
Now, last year in 2005, it seems like every time there was a big event, Courtney Peavy was there. What has inspired you to just go hardcore on the road?
My grandmother told me when I was young, don't ever wait until you're too old to enjoy it. No matter what the cost, enjoy it while you're young because you can do so much more and see so much more and experience it all to the fullest. So I definitely took my grandmother's advice on that. She's a fiery lady.
And in that sort of hardcore touring, would you say you learned anything that you didn't know before?
I think I learned how to pace myself. I learned from Juliana. She's always telling me, Courtney, you don't need to throw it 100%. Throw it 70%. You'll still throw it 330. Just throw it 70%. Throw it 80%. You don't need to kill yourself on every shot. Don't be the hero.
Has she been a pretty solid mentor for you?
She's definitely a solid mentor. We like to sit on the benches and swing our feet. That's what I always look forward to when I get to play with Juliana. And then I have the awesome competition between Leslie DeMarc and Valerie Jenkins and Carrie Burlager, where we have our own little foursome of girl competition, and we're always trying to beat each other in that foursome. So it's really nice to have girls out there who really just want to be their best and see great shots, because that's what we strive to be, is great.
And I think all of you in your own right have proven that you are great. Would you like to see more competition?
There needs to be more ladies, for sure. And I would say that that's up to the guys, because the thing that got me into it was being boy crazy and watching a boy out there throwing discs. And I talk to a lot of girls who are out here because of their boyfriends. So it's definitely up to the guys. If every guy in disc golf got their lady out throwing discs, we would more than quadruple our numbers.
But how do you avoid that intimidation factor, that holy cow, you know, you just threw that 300 feet and I, as the girlfriend or whatever, you know, just gets intimidated by that?
Well, whenever I teach people, I'll show them the way to do it and I'll guide them through the right way. And then when I play my first round with them, for their first time, I play left-handed because I also want to work on that part of my game. So I think that that's a little bit less intimidating, because I'm not throwing perfect shots, and neither are they. And so that makes it more of an equal playing field. Or even if you just teach somebody how to practice, I think that's the most valuable thing that you can teach them, is how to practice. Because good practice makes a good player.
Well, let's talk about your practice. Do you have a routine, or do you like to just go through an entire round, or what do you do?
I practice a lot by myself. I play a lot by myself because I'm an only child. And so being alone is okay with me. And that's actually how I prefer to play disc golf, is alone, because then if I mess up, nobody sees it. And I don't have to tell anybody. But when I practice, I always get 10 putters. I have 10 putters that I practice with. When I'm putting on a day, I'll throw 300 or 400 putts. And then maybe the next day I'll go out and I'll work on my drives with my orcs. And I'll have a stack of orcs and practice with those. And then maybe the next day I'll practice with my starfires or whatever I happen to want to work on, my rocks or upshots that are Anheuser. I just try to work on one thing a day. I don't try to mix it up. I just try to work on that muscle memory each day.
What's the strongest part of your game?
I'd say my favorite part of my game is being able to throw tomahawks. I'm one of the only girls out there that throws tomahawks, so it's always nice to be able to say, oh, I don't have to go through them. I don't have to go around them. I can go over them. That's the most fun. I think I have a great sidearm rock shot. I would say that's my strongest point. Or distance, of course. You know, Valerie and I always try to outdrive each other, and she, most of the time, I'd say she always wins.
Valerie Jenkins.
Wow, she's just ferocious in her drive. But I think I have a lot of strengths. Putting them together is definitely what I'm working on the most right now, is putting together my strengths and taking the weaknesses out of my game.
Would you say then that your biggest weakness is not being able to put together your strengths?
Yes.
Really?
Definitely. Kevin McCoy is trying to teach me how to throw away from out of bounds. I have this terrible habit of being stubborn and hard-headed, thinking I can throw that in bounds, but over the out of bounds line. It doesn't make any sense why I do it, but I need to throw away from the out of bounds line, throw away from the hazard. Des Redding always says, take the path of least resistance, and I agree.
Let's talk about what's in your bag. What do you like to throw these days?
My main driver is an Orc. It's stable. It's dependable. I know I can throw it on a low line, and it's not going to flip over and roll into the ground. It's great in the wind. My driver for distance is a Starfire. I throw a lot of rocks. I have 4 rocks in my bag of all stabilities. One of them is 4 years old. I have Big Beat AVR putters. I have 2 Firebirds, because a Firebird is just an invaluable disc. You know what it's going to do every time it comes out of your hand. It's going to hyzer. I have Proline Valkyries, and I carry a Leopard when I'm playing in the woods. But I try to keep it simple, because the fewer lines I have to learn, the better I play.
I think a lot of us can identify with exactly what that is all about. What's your most memorable disc golf moment?
My first ace was just so much fun. I've been playing for 3 years, and I had only seen 2 aces ever, maybe. It was just the most exciting thing for me. I was like, oh, I want to get one of those. So I unleashed on hole 9 at Oregon Park up in North Georgia, and it went in, and it was the loudest ching I had ever heard. I put a big dent in my Pro Valkyrie, and it was amazing, and everybody paid their 1 in 5 dues. It was a CTP, and I got the aced fund, so it was just a huge bounty on the head of that basket. That was fun. Jumped up and down. I cried. I couldn't throw the next shot. It was great.
That's awesome. I think a lot of us have a story similar to that, although maybe not with the fat payout. If there's one piece of advice that you could give to an amateur who's looking to break into the pro ranks and take on the likes of you and Valerie Jenkins and Kerry Berlanger and all these top pros, what would it be?
If you're just starting off, get the video of Juliana Corver or Leslie Herndon throwing. They're both ballerinas. They have amazing form, and you cannot go wrong with learning to throw like they throw. And spend a lot of time practicing, because the more you throw a disc, the more you know what it's going to do when it comes out of your hand. And that's the most important thing, is being confident when you let go.
Courtney Peavy, thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you for having me.
We've been talking with professional disc golfer Courtney Peavy, a longtime resident of Atlanta, Georgia. She's recently moved to Tulsa. And you're listening to PDGA Radio News.
Can you believe that some people are already on tour?
Yeah, they're getting warmed up for the Memorial at the Gentlemen's Club Challenge this weekend, February 25th and 26th in Las Vegas, Nevada. Good luck to everybody there. In Live Oak, Florida this weekend is the Springtime on the Swanee, the Tournament Players Championship in South Carolina, Jacksonville, North Carolina, hosting the Coastal Plains Winter Open. In Houston, it's the FlyingHighDiscGolf.com Powell Deuce or Die. And in Canberra, Australia, the Sparky Summer Sizzler. And those lucky dogs get to enjoy summer in February. You can enjoy more information about tournaments anytime, day or night. Just go to the website, pdga.com.
We have come to that part of the show where we preview a big upcoming event, but a change this year from past years. Normally we would preview an event coming up this coming weekend. Well, we decided that, you know, maybe some people just, they wanted a little more time to plan or time to get registered or whatever the case may be. So for this season and probably from now on, instead we're going to preview a big event 2 weeks from now. And as we look 2 weeks out, it's a big event indeed. The National Tour kickoff for the 2006 season. It is the Memorial presented by Discraft on the 31st. That's Friday, February 31st, running through the 2nd of March. And the tournament director for this one, as always, is Dan Ginley.
I took it over in 1993. I never played it. It started in 87 or 88 from the unfortunate death of a friend of ours, Bob West. But in 89, I think it was 88, in 89, I started touring because I was playing a lot of golf and I was really good back then. So I was gone every summer back east, beating up on other people. And I came home and got married after touring 89 through 92, 4 years. In 93, the tournament was going nowhere, and I took command of it and started getting sponsorship from Discraft and other people, and we built it into a monstrosity. Barry Schultz is defending champ. Brad Han, no, Steve Weiskopf, thank God. And I, God, I'm drawing a blank on the women. I can't remember who won it. I'm sorry. We finally got Fountain Hills back after 2 years of it being gone, and it plays a whole different layout, just as fun. No matter where you put a basket in that course, it's going to be next to OB, whether it's road or lake. And we changed our wonderful tournament course of 24 holes down in Scottsdale into 18. We took our same 24 holes, turned them into 18, so we're making the course more of a, you know, USGC style, par 64, 65, I believe. So we're offering something that no one's ever played before. No Barry Schultz or anybody. It's all new for everybody. That'll be kind of fun. So we have around 100, 105 open, 62 masters, like 17 grandmasters, 5 senior grandmasters, roughly 15 pro women, I think roughly 15 AM women, or as open master women. I believe we might have a total of about 45 women total playing the event, which is pretty cool. We've been filling up 3 weeks before the event for the last 5 years. But it doesn't hurt that we also are sandwiched in some typically usually very good weather. And a lot of the people from back east love to get away from the snow. We're looking at 80 degrees all next week. That's the combination of good weather and lots of money. We've been, our club, the Arizona Disc Golf Club, has been dumping everything we can with Discraft helping. And we're just nuts. We're nuttier than the rest of them. That's why our tournament is such a success.
Dan Ginley is tournament director for the upcoming Memorial in Scottsdale, Arizona, presented by Discraft. We spoke to him on his cell phone en route from Flagstaff to Phoenix. And finally, this week, a new season is upon us. That means there's a zillion things to talk about. We're not going to get to everything, but I do want to point out that the email newsletter from the PDGA being produced by Communications Director Terry Calhoun is now weekly, and it's looking really sharp. There's a lot of pictures, a lot of cool information in here. For example, the one I got this week, and I hope you got one too, includes a call for nominations for the PDGA Bob West Memorial Award for Sportsmanship. So if you know somebody, they're a really good sport, they're a really great ambassador for the game, you want to nominate them, now is the time to do that. Drop an email to the office, that's office@pdga.com, and say you've got a nominee
for that position. Of course, with the Memorial coming up, that means another spring PDGA Board Summit meeting. This year, the meeting will be a little shorter than usual, be about a day and a half. But as always, you are encouraged to participate, either show up and hang out and see what's going on and, you know, say what's on your mind, or you're always welcome to drop an email as well and say, hey, I got something you might want to think about putting on the agenda. And, of course, that will always be read and carefully considered. Some of the items already on the board's agenda for this summit include discussion of bids for the 07 and 08 Worlds. We're going to review the Constitution, see what tweaks that needs this year. Also, the membership fee structure will be considered. There's a new rules book coming out. Why? Well, there's some new rules. We'll be talking about those in coming weeks as well. Some personnel changes for the PDGA. Your new web guru is Pat Brenner. And if you drop an email to the webmaster at pdga.com, he is the guy you will be talking to. You might have heard a rumor that I had taken the job, but I had to walk away from that. It was just too many irons in the fire, and I know Pat is going to do a fabulous job. Also, John Dusler, you probably remember from last year, is going to be helping us out scaring up some marketing for the national tour, hopefully bringing in some big sponsors to help the tour get geared up for another season of success. And, of course, if you're not already renewed for your membership this year, now is the time to do so. Do not wait until your next tournament and put the tournament director through all that hassle. Just go online right now. Go to the website and click on the great big button that says Join the PDGA Now. Get your credit card out. Get that taken care of. And that way you'll get all the privileges that come with membership, including, because some of these things get taken away. For example, if you're not renewed, you know, get the magazine. Right now you could not check your current stats if you're not a current member. And you can't use the discussion board either. So, you know, get on there. Make sure you get renewed. And good news in that respect, memberships right now are up from the same time last year by about 15%. So I think people are really taking advantage of the online membership renewal. And that is all the time we have, and we are done for the PDGA. I'm Brian Sullivan. Thanks for checking us out this week, and we will be back every week throughout the season. Thanks to our sponsors this week, Innova, Champion, Dis, and surprisingly, we were kind of slow getting geared up for the radio show this season, and as a result, there are a number of open spots for advertisers, and these will definitely go quick. So if you're interested in advertising your business, your wares, your service, whatever you got, contact the office, and they'll give you the scoops, and we can get you on the show because it's a long and great season coming up, and we are certainly looking forward to it on this end. For the PDJ, I'm Brian Sullivan. Thanks for listening, and until next week, I hope you'll get out there, hug some plastic, stay out of the shul, and keep them in the fairways.